Everything else that's going on is going to work right in with it. It's going to be just, obviously, if I can't talk about it yet, it's because I don't got it yet, but I'm getting closer. Might be 2 years from all I know, but man, imagine what it'll be like in 2 years. Hallelujah. If I walk in it for 2 years, it's going to be a multiplied blessing. It's going to be just awesome. But in the meantime, I like this perfect well-being. I like all necessary good. I like all spiritual prosperity. I like freedom from fear. I like freedom from agitating passions. Freedom from moral conflicts. Woo! I like all that. That sounds so good, doesn't it? Man. You know, on the side of the grocery store over in Miller, I think it used to say it that they had spirits. This is some good spirit here. This is the kind of spirit you want to stop, drop, and roll in, man. You know, you want to get the whole load of it. Folks, this is not something that God holds up and dangles and is not yours. Jesus said, I'm giving it to you, you've got it and left it with you. He left this with you. He left this very peace with you. And your and my call from God is to expect it. Just like you expect the blessings of God to catch up with you and overtake you. Those things that you're expecting from God are going to happen. Those things that you're wondering about, those things that you seriously doubt could ever take place, that is not going to happen. What they're going to do is distract you. Because you're going to wonder if they'll take place, and then of course they aren't going to take place because you're wondering, and if you're wondering, you're doubting, and if you're doubting, a double-minded man will receive nothing from God, and so you'll be going along, and all you'll be seeing is what you didn't get. All you'll be seeing is what didn't get answered. That'll be the thing that you'll be seeing, and you'll be wondering if it's ever going to be answered, and all kinds of other things will float by, and you won't be able to see them, and the word will come to you and say, you know what? They're already yours. What are you wondering about them for? And you'll say, well, I wonder if that's true. And if you wonder if that's true, and you don't pursue it, well, you'll always wonder if that's true. Folks, wondering just doesn't get it. Expecting does. Expecting. Jesus expected to sit down at the right hand of the Father. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. He had a perfect sense of well-being. When the soldiers took him, he had a perfect sense of well-being. He had all the spiritual prosperity. He had all the necessary good. He was free. He was free from agitating passions. He was free from moral conflict. He was free from doubt. He was free. Stephen had a perfect sense of well-being. When they were throwing rats at him, he's going, oh man, I see heaven opened up. Oh, this is good. This is all the necessary good. This is all the good that's necessary for me to get through this. The Lord stands there, he holds it out, he's prepared the table before us in the presence of our enemies, everything we need he's got for us. And he said, this is the way to walk in. May God bless you with his special favor and wonderful peace as you come to know Jesus, our God and Lord, better and better. As you come to know him better and better, the more I seek you, the more I find you, the more I find you, the more I love you. I want to sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand. This is in the cup, folks. Lean back against you and breathe. I learned years and years ago, Allstate Chorus, I learned about, there was a person, an instructor, something that taught me, you know, about you can, if you want to get